here. Bird Show.
All right, time for Yo Gossip.
All right, coffee is a beloved morning and afternoon beverage that can be both cozy and energizing. But for a Swedish king in the 1700s, it wasn't just a harmless beverage that could give you bounds of energy. It was a dangerous drink that he believed could be used to kill people.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village.
Abby's done the work to bring you
the old gossip.
So this is the late 18th century, and Sweden was under the rule of King Gustav III, a monarch so cultured he threw mass balls, collected art like Pokemon cards, and wore more ruffles than a French poodle at a Renaissance fair. But behind the powdered wigs and regal poses lay a dark and percolating paranoia. You see, Gustav had a mortal enemy. It wasn't Denmark. It wasn't the Russians. No, his nemesis was coffee. We're going to redo that one because that wasn't as ominous as I wanted it to be.
Wasn't as dramatic as you wanted, okay?
It wasn't Denmark. It wasn't the Russians. His nemesis was coffee. Thank you.
There we go.
I'm way more into it now.
All right, so Gustav, coffee was the devil's brew. It was an imported menace that threatened the moral fiber of Swedish society. Basically, he thought coffee was turning the peasants into morning people, which, to be fair, is pretty horrifying. He hated how it smelled. He hated how it looked. But most of all, he hated how much people liked it.
So he's trying to yuck everybody's yum. And just because he doesn't like coffee, he doesn't want anybody else to have coffee.
Misery loves company, even in Sweden. So he declared war on the bean. He banned it. He outlawed coffee houses. He outlawed mugs. He outlawed people thinking about it too hard. You basically needed a special royal permit just to sneeze near a latte.
It was a coffee prohibition?
Basically. But instead of just not wanting people to have a good time and get crazy on, you know, alcohol or whatever, he was like, you can't be too happy. He was a hater. So one day he decided to prove through the power of science and petty tyranny that coffee was lethal. And thus began the coffee twins experiment.
The what?
The coffee twins experiment.
The coffee twins experiment.
The coffee
twins experiment.
You got it? Coffee twins experiment?
Oh, man.
So Gustav found two identical twins who were on death row because if there's one thing history has taught us, it's that monarchs love unethical human trials. He ended up pardoning them, but on one condition. One twin had to drink 3 pots of coffee a day for the rest of his life, and the other had to drink 3 pots of tea.
This is like some Dr. Evil stuff.
It was a lifelong beverage battle. So it was tea versus coffee, Earl Grey versus espresso, all under 24/7 royal medical supervision. Well, that was the plan. The only problem was that the experiment took so long that the doctors died first, and then Gustav himself was assassinated by a guy in a mask at a party, proving that the real danger wasn't coffee, but ironic foreshadowing. Eventually, the tea-drinking twin did die first and at the ripe age of 83. And the coffee twin lived even longer. And so, Gustav III's great experiment proved only one thing. Coffee makes you highly caffeinated and maybe a little regular in the bathroom. So next time someone side-eyes you for your 5th cup of coffee, just grin, lift your mug like a chalice, and declare, it's for research purposes. That's the end.
Consider yourself smarter because of the Bird Show.
Here, Bird Show.